came in. He realized what the problem is, but he didn't reveal it to the king. Because before being transformed, your intelligence is not qualified to receive that kind of information. So the only thing that is going to happen is when that message wants to come out. And when he has the message, he wants it to come out. What will he do? He'll find a silly fellow and say, take this message. That fellow becomes the holy messenger. Not because he is something, because he's carrying the best. That's the holiness. Holiness is not in the fellow. Holiness is in the message, right? You say, this is how even Imran will receive the message. Will understand that it was supposed to be like this. It's going to be like this, and this is something that we should hear some explanation. Why? Because whenever we say a star in the sky, you think about this wizard stuff. The fellow around Pharaoh. But you know what? The magic is not there. That's the imitation. That's the fake one. The fake one we proved to you. Do you remember? We sent these two fellow going there and realizing that you cannot fool with Moses. That story. Remember that? This is a serious stuff. So Pharaoh is trying his best, but listen, the shortcoming of the Pharaoh. Yes.
The appearance of the star of Moses, on whom be peace, in the sky, and the outcry of the astrologers in the Maidan. His star appeared in the sky, to the confusion of Pharaoh and his plots and devices.
Means, remember, your ego is not going to be changed to a holy person. Your ego is your ego. It's not too big. That's the point. For you it is, you know why? Day and night you inflate it. It's inflated. It's not that big. That good stuff has another source. This is not something you go and you earn. It will come. Because it needs to be here. The message is made for here. Love is made for this kind of life. Okay? So, there is a superpower working over there. It will happen like this. Yes?
Is there a reason why he keeps using Maidan and doesn't say like Maidan? Why are you saying it in Persian?
Maidan actually, up to 200 years ago, had nothing to do with a square. There was no square, there was no round, there was nothing. There was a field which was called Maidan. Okay. Later there are these translations, because the British, they made it a square, they call it a square, and some Oriental people, they think that's that round shape, because round shape is better for something, a square for something else. But the real meaning of Maidan is not that. Maidan means field, means domain. That's what the meaning is. Yes, he is not talking about a square stuff they were put in, because we are not talking about a theater here. You're talking about bringing all the logical fellows. It's not the opposite, that he will collect every man. the women, the logical fellows, will bring them somewhere being surrounded, being in control. That's what the meaning of Maidan is. Yes.
Day broke. Pharaoh said to him, O Imran, go, inform thyself concerning that uproar and noise. Imran rode to the Maidan and said, What uproar is this? The King of Kings has not slept. Every astrologer with
him. It's too much for me. First, explain this a little bit to me. What happened? Isn't it interesting? I will say what happened, and you don't answer me. And here I read that it said day broke. As simple as that, right? What happened? Day broke. What is day breaking?
Enlightenment.
Ishraq. Right? Everything changed. Why? Because that star started in the sky. It's not reality yet. But everything changed. The star is there. Let the Pharaoh eat his heart and the hell with his cleverness and trying to solve it. All of those words. Because the day broke. Yes, the light is out there. Then the Pharaoh will ask Imran, go and see what's that noise killing me. Yep.
Every astrologer with head bare and garment rent kissed the earth like mourners. Their voices were choked with lamentation like mourners, and their guise. They had plucked out their beards and hair. Their faces were torn. They had cast earth on their heads.
Excuse me. What does all this mean? Yes, you like it. It's a good verse, and it is giving the bad words to that guy. What it means? A philosopher is talking to you about you. What it means? It means, first of all, these astrologers of your pharaoh, they don't have any hat on the head, right? And they are the fellow who are kissing the earth. The earth they are kissing. I'm talking about the star in the sky that happened, and those astrologers, they are kissing the dirt, right? Not only kissing the dirt, their singing is bad. Everything is negative, full of sorrow, and they don't have that hair. Do you remember the hair? My goodness. Do you remember? Not even you? We talked about it. تُرَغَنِنَ اللَّهُ بَعْدَدَ أَنفُسِكُمْ. You hear it. Means, each of you has a single path. That's why we call this path the long hair of beloved. Because each of us has one small string to catch and climb up. These fellows, they don't have that. Instead of hair in their head, again the dirt. They put the dirt on their head because they are earthly fellows. Those cleverness which are helping the ego, those are earthly creatures. They are not worthy of light. Yes?
Imran said, Is it well? What is this perturbation and emotion? Does the unlucky year give an evil sign? They offered excuses and said, O Emir, the hand of his predestination hath made us captive. We have done all this, and fortune is darkened. The king's enemy has come into being and has prevailed. During the night, the star of that boy became clearly visible to our confusion on the front of heaven. The star of that prophet shot up in the sky. we, from weeping, began to shed stars. Emron, with a right glad heart and from hypocrisy, was beating his hands on his head and crying, "Alas, all is lost."
Okay, this is a good moment. Then look at your Emron. Who is this Emron boy? First, he told the wife to keep it secret. Then he cheated Pharaoh. Here is hypocrite. Why? Oh, you don't know. You don't remember. When we were talking about them becoming together, you were thinking sexually, I believe. And you didn't listen what was his word about that, giving the stuff to the wife. How did he call the stuff? Because the word is amanat, means the trustee. They trust you, they give you something to give to someone else. It's not yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were the keeper. Mm-hmm. You give it back, right? Mm-hmm. Then when you deliver that, who are you? Nobody, nothing anymore. Yes, you're a good guy, but you don't have that stuff. That stuff is growing up somewhere else. Where? In that depth of the intelligence of the other part. So he's becoming opener and opener to be like the Pharaoh now, because his was mission accomplished. Now he's back to his job, which is eluding Pharaoh. Yeah.
Emron feigned to be wrathful and grim. He went senseless and witless, like madmen.
You see? Okay, Rumi could have said that, okay, Emron cheated, okay, and go. He will stop to explain something which is bizarre. Okay, he brought the appearance of anger and sorrow, sourness, sorry. Okay. No, he went like the crazy people without intelligence and conscience. What was that about? Emron is somehow turning around. Okay.
He feigned to be ignorant and pushed forward and addressed to the company words exceeding rough.
That ignorance, you know what the word is over there? It's ajami. Means Iranians, non-Arabs. Out of mind, yes.
He made himself out to be bitterly annoyed and grieved. Mm-hmm. He played reversed dice.
That's it, you see. He climbed the ladder, passed the stuff. He's playing the reverse, coming down now to Pharaoh. Yep.
He said to them, "Ye have deceived my king. Ye have not refrained from treachery and covetousness. Ye roused the king towards the Maidan. Ye let our king's honor go to waste. You put your hands on your breasts in warrant, saying, we will set the king free from cares. The king too heard and said, O traitors, I will hang you up without quarter. I exposed myself to derision. I squandered riches on my enemies, to the end that tonight all the Israelites might remain far away from meeting with their wives. Wealth and honor are gone, and all is done in vain. Is this friendship and the deeds of the noble? For years you have been taking stipends and robes of honor and devouring kingdoms as you pleased. Was this your judgment and wisdom?